down! Hut, 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 hut!
All Packers, all the time.
He has come light years in the last 2 months, and people should be over the moon excited about that.
Okay, most of the time.
Almonds specifically, or all nuts?
Well, these nuts, those nuts, whatever nuts work.
It's Jason Wilde on Jen, Gabe, and Chewy, brought to you by Boucher Automotive. With 16 different new car brands and over 35 pre-owned brands to choose from, Boucher Automotive, we are driven by you.
I wonder if Jason Wilde has the same level of envy that Chewy does for Gabe and I being out here on the warning track at AmFam Field in advance of the home opener, Brewers versus the Twins. Jason, do you wish that you were here on the warning track with us to celebrate this glorious holiday here in Milwaukee?
Nope.
Not even a little, Chew. There you go. But Jason, you are a baseball fan, right?
Nope.
Oh, no! Why did I think Jason played baseball?
Jason was a baseball guy way back in the day when he was a kid. But I believe as he's gotten older, I don't think it has anything to do with the game, Jason. I think that more things have just consumed your life and you just don't have time for baseball anymore. Am I correct in that assessment?
I hope he says nope!
Yep! First of all, very cool that you're doing the show. That is cool. I'm more concerned about the fact that we're supposed to get like 6 to 15 inches of snow up here. So I don't think I really want to be driving back anytime today from AmFam Field. Secondly, I love the game of baseball. I love coaching the girls in softball. It's one of my favorite things about the spring and summer, is that I get to run a team by myself and we have a blast, that I get to beat Ted Lasso and it's awesome. I love the 82 Brewers from my youth, but I don't spend a ton of time. I just don't have, I understand they sped up the game, which is great, but I just don't have the amount of, I was watching, I think the commercial was during the NCAA tournament on like TBS or TNT, and they were promoting MLB extra innings, and they said something like you get like 90 games a week, and I was like, that's 90 more than I have time to watch, so that's great. And I love people that love baseball. It's a beautiful game. I did love it just passionately in my youth, but Gabe is, once again, Keith is right, I just don't have time.
Jason, couple scheduling questions here. When does the off-season program start? What I really want to know, you know, the mini camps and things like that are what are OTAs. But is there another blast of free agency where veterans that have big salaries get released June 1, like it used to happen back in the day, or is that kind of closed up?
I'll take your first question first. The off-season program begins April 15th, so drop off your taxes and then start watching guys lift weights. The OTAs, I think the first OTA is at the end of May, so May 28th-ish, and we'll have a few of those that we get to attend. But I do wish that it was like the old days where we got to go every OTA practice, which was great because you just got a better feel for the team. And one of the things I hate when you only go to one out of every three is that a guy can have an outstanding practice at the one you're not at and then suck at the one you're at, and it creates a false narrative about what kind of offseason that guy's having. And then your final question, they've kind of, with this post-June 1 designation, they have gotten these types of free agents onto the market earlier, allowing, like my close personal friend Devondre Campbell to sign his contract with the 49ers, as opposed to having to wait until being cut on June 1st and then try and find work. I would say, Devondre Campbell being a great example, that there are still good players to be had in the post-NFL draft window of, hey, we were looking for a safety in the draft, board didn't fall that way. We didn't like the guys that were available when we were picking. And so we're going to sign Justin Simmons now, who may be older than the Packers would normally be looking for, but because of the way the draft fell, because of his resume with his all-pro accolades, maybe that's a guy that, you know, you pick up after the draft. Well, I do think that, you know, while Goody's communication may not be his strength, one of his strengths is he is a fantastic bargain hunter, and he has found some really, really good players for not a lot of money. You think back to Keyshawn Nixon, you think about Devondre Campbell, you think about picking up Rasul Douglas off the Cardinals practice squad, Bo Melton. Like, they have really found some gems in that kind of window of free agency, and maybe he'll have a couple more of those gems this May and June.
Gabe, before you, while you ask your question, Gabe, I'm just going to do a thing.
Because
you and I are absolutely mesmerized,
yeah.
Right? We're like staring off into the space, and I'm just going to do a thing where I come over here with my thing, and I just want to take the camera. Sorry, guys.
I
just want to show
where I'm going to come over with the thing.
The thing. There's a lot of thinging happening here, but I just wanted to show people what Gabe and I are looking at while we're here at AmFam Field.
I'm actually glad Chewy's not here because, I mean, they're doing field preparations right now, Chew. Like, I would be really scared that you would just step over the little chain link, chain that they've got separating us from the field and just take over one of the lawnmowers and try to, start mowing your own pattern in the outfield grass.
You've seen my stripes, and I don't mean my underwear. I'm talking my lawn. Pretty good.
Hey, thanks for clarifying, big guy.
Jason, back to the Packers. I know last week Mark Murphy said he was expecting to know maybe within the week, maybe 2 weeks, to find out if they were playing in Brazil. They're not playing in Brazil, right? Like, they come up with every excuse not to play in Brazil, where it seems like the Browns want to go.
Yeah, my understanding is that the Browns very much want to go, and the Packers very much don't. And I thought Mark Murphy's comments at the NFL meetings reflected that. With his, if we're chosen, we'll go, and we'll go proudly, or whatever he said. My understanding is that this is a legitimate thing, this runway business, and what kind of plane they could take and whatever else. I mean, Austin Straubel, it does have international in the title of its airport name. I think that's because they have, an occasional cargo plane that goes to Canada, but I don't think they're necessarily cut out for travel to Sao Paulo. But, look, again, for him to, and I know he's kind of there are times when he speaks and you feel like he's kind of like a cartoon character. But the idea that we can't go to Brazil because we would have to bust to Milwaukee and then fly out of Milwaukee, and that would put us at a competitive disadvantage, is, to me, grasping at straws, looking for reasons other than we can't go to Brazil because we don't want to go, which is what they really want to say in camp.
Jason, we appreciate you hanging out with us this morning and a beautiful, well, at least it is in here at AmFam Field.
It's pristine.
It is wonderful. And
so
I know that
you're facing the diamond, right? They don't have you
Correct.
On the warning track and facing the fence, right?
You know what, though? We wouldn't have put it past them. When we got here, we said, we think there's been a mistake. Look at all of these prestigious and glorious,
well-dressed,
exactly, well-kempt people out here hanging out on the warning track, lots of television people doing important things, and here we are. We just assume they're going to kick us out eventually.
Well, I'm glad you were able to stay for at least my sake.
Yes, exactly. He's Jason Wilde. You can hear him on Wilde and Tausch right after Jen, Gabe, and Chewy each and every morning here on ESPN Milwaukee. All right, coming up, we got a little game. Little game for our guy, a little game for our guy Chew, who we already said, let's flip it over to football, right? That's
yep.
Chewy's go-to. He wants to flip it over to football whenever possible. So we got a little baseball game for our guy Chew coming up next on Jen, Gabe, and Chewy. Stick around.
This is Jen, Gabe, and Chewy.
You know, I'm going to go with the corn dog, the old corn dog. The corn dog for the
birthday. Pierogies and borscht all day long.
That's just crazy. Nobody likes borscht, let alone on their birthday.
It's so good. It's the only thing that makes my mouth water, other than my wife.
On 94.5 ESPN.
It's a Hughes Day here on Jen, Gabe, and Chewy. We've got opening day, home opener here at AmFam Field. That's where Gabe Neitzel and I are this morning. Sorry about it, Chew. I know you're enjoying the weather in Florida. Weather not supposed to be great today for the home opener. In fact, I can see out there the panels are closed. The roof is closed here at AmFam Field. But you can see through the windows over there on the first level. It is foggy. It is gray.
It's rainy.
And it is going to be a wet day, which will affect the tailgating, which we take a lot of pride in here in Milwaukee, Gabe. But I feel like there'll still be some diehards out there firing up the old Weber and having a few brats and brewskis.
Absolutely. Again, late Packer season tailgate prepares you for early season Brewers tailgating. That's what you do. And
You're just getting yourself seasoned?
Just getting reps.
It's like Chewy. It's like preseason games.
Yes. Yeah, yeah, absolutely. You're getting yourself reps. And whoever's idea was to put a roof on the stadium, genius. Just genius.
This ballpark has held up remarkably well.
Yeah.
The new video board is just, boom, eye-popping. It is enormous.
Top five in size, number one in quality from what I'm told.
And then, of course, they have the other one over here to our right. So you got the big one right in the middle, obviously, which spans, as we said, much larger than the previous one. There's a great video, a time-lapse video, if you can find it, folks, on social media that shows them taking down the old video board and putting up the new video board. And that's where you can really see the disparity in the sizes, how much bigger it is. Because I think to the naked eye, Gabe, it's like, I don't remember. Is that bigger than the last one? Like,
having been to probably 20 games last year, it is remarkably bigger.
Yeah, so it looks really good.
Remarkably bigger.
So, Chew, this is...
What would you guys have for your walk-up music?
My senior year of college, I did Bleed It Out by Linkin Park.
Okay.
I'd probably change it up now, though.
I'm Rush working, man. All day long.
Let me think on that, because my brain immediately goes to, like, a Party in the USA type of bop.
Sure.
You know, I feel like that would be, got my hands up, you know, that type of thing. But I got to think about it, because I don't want to make that decision hastily. I don't want to, like, just throw something out there and then be committed to it. Like, let me think on that, Chew. You really, really threw a curveball, if you will, here on the home opener. We got a little game we want to play with you, big guy. Obviously, the Brewers are a young team. There's a lot of new faces. So Gabe and I thought, well, let's just see.
Oh, boy. You know,
All right, Chewy.
All right, hold on. I got to... My computer's refreshing here.
Yeah, that's what I thought it would do.
I've got a list of 9 names in front of me, big guy.
Okay.
All you have to do is tell me if they are a member of the Brewers front office or if they are on the active roster for the Milwaukee Brewers.
Okay.
We will start with John Canning Jr. Canning Jr.
That's administration.
He is on the advisory board.
Well, he got that
advisory
one right.
Board. He
That's
is correct.
A ding.
He is correct. What about Nick Davis? Nick Davis.
I believe he's a reserve outfielder from Wichita.
Nick Davis is the special assistant to baseball research and development.
Now, just a little tip here, pal. The more specific you get with the description, the more likely you are to be wrong. Like, let's just say for a minute that Nick Davis was a reliever for the Milwaukee Brewers.
Yeah.
What luck! But then you threw Wichita in there, and you're really making things hard on yourself, is I guess what I'm trying to say.
Jake Bowers. Bowers.
Come on, that's a catcher. He's got to be a catcher.
It's an infielder. Infielder.
Hold on. Can I get a ruling? That's is a the catcher question. An infielder?
No, the catcher is not an infielder.
I disagree. He's on the infield.
He's on the dirt.
No, he's not.
Counts.
He is not in the infield. He's not even in the field of play.
That's a good point. Next question.
Marty Ronski. Marty Ronski.
He's in accounting. Come on, good old Marty from Bayshore?
So, Marty, she is the COO of the Milwaukee Brewers.
Oh, that was just mean, wasn't it?
Sister took the job over.
Oh, they're both Marty?
Yeah.
It's
yeah.
Like Daryl and Daryl. What was that show? Is that what it was? I don't even know.
We met Marty this morning. She was very excited that we were here. And thank you to her for having us out here. So, Chewy, you're doing a lot better here than I thought you would. What about Isaac Salazar.
Definitely second baseman.
Director of player performance.
Damn it!
Director of player performance. Let's go with Blake Perkins.
Got to be a first baseman. Tall.
Outfielder. Yeah.
Just guess player or administrator.
Yeah, but
like, in that instance, you were right that it was a player.
But Blake Perkins sounds like a tall first baseman, blonde.
But not a Brewers first baseman, because Brewers first basemen have names like Rowdy Tellez and
John Jaha.
Prince Fielder.
More stout first baseman.
Is that it?
Here. No, I've got three more for you.
Okay.
Brian Hudson.
Sounds like he's the traveling secretary.
Relief pitcher. Right now you've gotten four right. You've gotten three wrong. What do you think about Michael Cosentino?
Security?
Well,
SVP of ticket sales and service.
That counts because it's administration.
Yes,
we got
yes.
one left, big guy. How about you just follow this very simple rule?
Okay.
Is it a player or is it an administrator?
Joey Ortiz.
He's a player.
There it is! Finally!
How did I do?
Actually, you did really well.
Technically, I think you only got the one right. If we hold you to a lower standard, then you got six right out
of
the nine.
If we hold you to all the specifics that you voluntarily threw in there, unnecessarily, you were terrible. You got them all
wrong.
What are
you talking about? Batting 600? I'd be the MVP.
I mean, technically, if it's even 666, you got two out of every three right.
But he's all a Catholic. He won't do 666.
No, definitely.
667.
Gabe, you know that.
Yeah,
playing
we'll round it up.
Guys?
667.
Yeah, there you go. Thank you.
We know your feelings on that number in particular. We are here at AmFam Field this morning. Look, we're going to take a break here. We've got Rick Schlesinger standing by. He's going to talk a little bit about the home opener. He's going to talk about what they've got going on at the ballpark and the excitement that everybody has for your Milwaukee Brewers this season. Gabe?
Well, and part of the excitement here at the ballpark is what they have going on at X-Golf at American Family Field, because I love going up there. It's a place where I was hanging out quite a bit this off season just to get my game right. But X-Golf at American Family Field is also a really cool place to just go hang out during the game. They've got a new product this year where you can purchase single game tickets that combine sim time and game tickets. Those can be purchased on the website, brewers.com/tickets/single-game-tickets. Great food beverage options up there, plus a great view of Bernie Slide. And this year, they did this last year, now they've upped the ante. So any guest at X-Golf at American Family Field that makes a hole-in-one at X-Golf, you get entered to slide down Bernie's Slide. How cool is that? Make sure you check that all out. X-Golf, AmFamField.com.
This is Jen, Gabe, and Chewy.
363. What's that?
Number of yards they gave up on the ground against the Philadelphia Eagles.
It's the Bible verse, John 3:63. Look it up. Tell us what it
says. I thought it was Joe 3:63, and it was, thou shalt not get past me on the line of scrimmage.
On 94.5 ESPN.